Hello, it's Paul Southers here. I just want to talk to you today about a new way of listening to the talking newspaper using the internet and the smart speakers that are now available. I'll talk specifically about the Amazon Echo device purely because that's the one that I use, but there are similar devices available from Google and Apple. So assuming that you've got the Echo device set up in your house, then all you have to do, and this is for the first time only that you want to listen, you say, Alexa, enable talking newspapers. The speaker will respond by saying that the talking newspapers skill has been enabled, and then it will go on to say, which talking newspaper would you like to listen to? And you can search by town or postcode or area or the actual title of the newspaper if you know what it is. So what I've found with a bit of trial and error is that the thing that works best is just to say, Alexa, play Todd Morden talking newspaper. The device will then respond and say, did you say Todd Morden talking newspaper? You just respond saying yes, and it will start playing. So simple as that. If you want to pause the playback at any time, just say Alexa pause or Alexa stop. And then you can go back to that at any time, and that could be either in a couple of minutes, it could be a few days, a few weeks. If it is only after a short period, you just nipped away to make a cup of tea or something like that, then all you need to do is say, Alexa, play. And it will resume the playback again. If you haven't listened for a while and you've perhaps been given another command to the speaker or asked a question, then what you can do is, if you just say, Alexa, open talking newspapers, and then it'll open the skill again, and it will say, would you like to resume playing Todd Morden talking newspaper? And you just say yes, and it will pick up where you left off. And it really is as simple as that. You can adjust the volume by speaking to it. So you just say, Alexa, volume up, Alexa, volume down. If you want to skip a track, you just say, Alexa, next. And if you want to go back and listen to a track again to get a phone number or something, just say, Alexa, previous. And you can skip through multiple tracks by just repeating that process. So everything's done by voice, and what could be simpler? Each edition is uploaded directly onto the British Wireless for the Blind website every month, a day or so after it's been recorded, and that's where the playback is fed from. So the editions are kept up to date on a regular basis, and you know, there's no delay in that happening. So as I said at the beginning, you do need internet access to be able to use one of these devices. If you're living, if you already have internet in the house, or you're living with somebody who uses the internet, then it's very straightforward. All you need to do, if you haven't got one already, is purchase one of the smart speakers from Amazon, and they retail at about just under £50 for the Echo Dot, which is got an excellent quality speaker, I might add. But if you watch out for the regular sales that Amazon has throughout the year, I've got one for £30 before now, and I would strongly recommend you just hang on and wait for one of those sales to come along. If you don't have internet access, then you would need to speak to maybe a friend or a relative about the feasibility of having it installed. You can get broadband. It can cost around £20 per month to have broadband installed into your home, which is an additional cost in these hard times, yes, but the benefits of having access to one of these speakers, which can do so many things for you. You can listen to radio, you can listen to music, you can listen to R&IB talking books, you can use it as a clock and an alarm clock, you can set sleep timers so that if you doze off while you're listening to something, it'll automatically turn it off. You can just ask any question you like, and if the information's on the internet, it'll tell you and give you information. So I would strongly recommend that as a device for making life easy, you do have a look at these. But first and foremost, of course, as a way of listening to your talking newspaper every month without waiting for the USB stick. So I hope that's been helpful anyway, and any questions, then you can either email us or just put a note in your pouch, and we're glad to talk about that. So that's all for now. Thank you. Bye.